They were astounded at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In a synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." When the demon had thrown him down before them, he came out of him without having done him any harm. They were all amazed and kept saying to one another, "What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and out they come." And a report about Jesus began to reach every place in the region. The Gospel of the Lord. Who knows the mind of God? That's a line from our first reading today. Do you ever just feel a little in over your head with God? A little bit like he's just way ahead of the game? We probably do sometimes. You know, when I was younger, I remember I would have to-do lists to try to keep up with everything I was trying to do. You know, whether I was in university or just personal errands I needed to do, things I wanted to do, maybe just if I had the chance. And I was always, you know, when I was younger and less experienced, I was like, one day, maybe I'm going to get everything on the to-do list done. You already know that that didn't happen. That doesn't really happen. Because what keeps happening to the list? Hey, I should do this. Oh, I got to do that. Oh, I better do that. And it just keeps growing. It's also like that to some degree with our faith. The more we encounter God in a personal way, the more we start to say, wow, there's just more than I ever thought there would be when it comes to God. His love and his mercy and his goodness, the beauties of the scriptures, the beauties of the lives of the saints, the richness of our Catholic tradition that goes back to Christ himself, the workings of the Holy Spirit, the movements of the Spirit in the church, even all the activities in the parishes, the things throughout the church around the world, it just keeps going. It never stops. There's always more with God. There's always deeper graces to receive. A deeper union with Jesus, who we find is not just our best friend, but the friend. Who in all the little new things that keep happening to us always, we can go to him. He gets us. As a priest I heard once said, we can vent to Jesus. And he gets us better than anyone else. And he can do more for us than anyone else. I'm sure that when people met Jesus, when he walked the earth in a visible way, they fell under a spell. If their hearts were open, they were just touched. And they wanted to know more of him. And we see that he was always doing works, casting out demons, because the Lord is gracious and merciful, abounding in steadfast love. And that love has no limits. It just keeps unfolding throughout time, throughout space, as it does in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. When people heard about Jesus, the last lines of today's Gospel say, a report about Jesus began to reach every place in the region. Jesus, the Holy Trinity, are so profound, so beautiful, so deep, so limitless. And it's in the Trinity that we find an ever-deepening joy. And all the things we wish we could know about the faith, all the lists of things to study, the lists of things to learn, to master, skills to acquire, movements in the church to become familiarized or involved with. They just keep going. We are in an ocean when it comes to God. And when we fall in love with Him more and more and more, we delight in this constant journey of deepening our faith with Him, He who consoles us and loves us. And when we love Him, like those who met Him, we desire also to make reports about Jesus reach every place. We pray that that will continue to happen and that people will meet Jesus and know Him and never tire of growing deeper in that limitless relationship with God.